Yeah, these commercials, jingles that I've been doing on the road have been received very well. They always were. I never quite understood why. I guess it's just because they're so familiar and they're so, and you never hear anybody performing them, so I guess it's kind of a novelty. When I began doing them in concert many, many years ago, they just would stop the show every night. And the first night that it stopped the show, nobody was more surprised than I was, because it was just like a little fun little thing that I had put together. I'd stopped doing it for many, many years, and now as I'm doing the Remington tour, when the live album comes up, I go to the piano, I just play a few of them, and oh, people just love to hear them over again. They feel very familiar. They're so catchy. The real popular ones are so catchy that people sing along and clap along with them immediately. I guess it's really, really a crowd pleaser, isn't it? I learned a lot about writing music, writing commercial music, from writing commercials. They insist that you come up with a very catchy melody in a very short time, and it really did condition me and train me on how to write those catchy melodies. I mean, I guess you have to really have a knack for it, and I do. I like melody, and so it came very easy to me. But the idea of condensing it in such a short amount of time, that was kind of a challenge. And so many people go after commercials. There's so many commercial writers, commercial jingle writers, that the competition is fierce. So when I was doing it for 2 years, you know, it was just very, very intense. I learned a lot about the writing songs, and I think it's translated into songwriting. Sometimes I can, of course, when you write a 3 minute, 4 minute pop song, you can kind of relax a little bit. You don't have to do it in 15 seconds, but it always is in my consciousness that when I get to the melody, the main melody, the hook of the song, make sure it's catchy, make sure it's singable, make sure you can walk away from the piano and sing it back without needing the piano or the guitar as a crutch. Make sure you can remember it the next morning. Those are the kind of rules I go by. Most of the clients that we worked for when we were writing, when I was writing jingles with my collaborators, were frustrating, and because to a musician, the clients don't speak the same language, much as the record company doesn't speak the same musician's language, and it's always frustrating. It did train me a lot while I was working in jingles on how to relate and communicate with my record company when I finally got a record contract. But it's frustrating to musicians because these clients didn't really know what they were talking about. But and as frustrating as it was, I always tried to listen to what they were trying to tell me. They would bumble and stumble, but what they were really trying to tell me was that it either wasn't catchy enough, or it wasn't landing right, or it wasn't making them emotional enough, and they couldn't tell it to me in musical terms. And so I had to learn their language and how to translate it into musical terms. And that it was frustrating, and it made me incredibly crazy, but I was, in the long run, I'm very grateful for that lesson, because it did make me learn about the mass public and how they respond how they will respond to a melody. And I'm very happy that I went through those days.